we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Bulletproof influence. That's what I say. Bulletproof influence. Hey, by the way, speaking of which, now that I said that out loud, that was not intended, but I'll go for it. You might want to check out our merchandise store. So we've got on the rightsidemedia.org website all our stuff. You can live stream the show. You can watch all our podcasts. You can read the stuff that gets written and published in various newspapers around the region. You can see what the recommended reading list is. All the stuff. Everything's on there, to include our new merchandise store. We have hats, shirts, coffee mugs, and we have the coolest thing in the list, I think. I mean, they're all pretty cool, but by the way, we're about to add more. But we get the coolest thing is they're these highball glasses. They're engraved with the Right Side Media logo, and it says Bulletproof Influence, and there's a 308 round embedded in the glass as if it tried to pierce, but it couldn't. Because, we like to say, Right Side Media, Bulletproof Influence. So check that out. It's all in the Right Side store. Just go shop online. Natalie's in charge of our merchandise. She mails things out every several days, and we've had just a bunch of folks. I mean, we had to restock already, which is very cool. Loving that. But anyway, check it out, rightsidemedia.org, all our stuff. Dave from Capshaw says, since Musk has Tesla, he should buy Dodge and drop the second D to make it Doge. That's funny. That would be funny. Driving a Doge Challenger. The Doge Challenger Hellcat.
Or maybe he should just make just change the name of the Cybertruck to the Doge Truck.
The Doge.
We gotta do some branding here for him.
Why not? David Buckies again says, Phil, why talk about Whoopi? She promised to leave the country if and when Trump was elected. She's still here. So much for her telling the truth. You know, that's a great point, David. It's a great point. Someone buy her a plane ticket. Brian from Huntsville says, men who go trans don't have menstrual cycles. They might have kidney stones, though. God. You know, this audience. JT Lacey Springs sends me something. What is that? Open it up. It says, has a guy holding up a sign, says, the weakest men compete with girls. The weakest minds celebrate it. Perfectly said. Perfect. The weakest men compete with girls. The weakest minds celebrate it. Unreal. And yes. And then Mike from Florence says, what if the woke world hit our favorite songs like Sarah from Starship? What? Unfortunately, you have to sing it for the joke to be funny. Transgender Sarah, storms are brewing in your eyes. What? Okay, Mike, come back to us. Come back to the light. just come back to the light, Mike. It's going to be okay. Hey, we're going to jump into this next segment here in a minute regarding the continuing resolution. Right now, we see the House is set to vote on the spending bill to avert a government shutdown. I suspect it'll pass. Majority of Republicans are on board. And listen, I don't like the CRs. I don't. But I will tell you that I think Speaker Johnson has been dealt a pretty awful hand because he couldn't get it done in the last couple of years. The Senate would not have taken it up. But now we've got the opportunity to move things forward with Chuck Schumer not being in charge of the Senate. So Speaker Johnson said just the other day on an interview, I think on Laura Ingraham, I'm not positive, it may have been Maria Bartiromo, that there is going to be an absolute effort, like a real deal push, to bring a true budget to the floor using the actual regular order of business budgeting processes next year. And I say next year because that's what it's going to take. It shouldn't have to be that hard, but it is. But right now, I think they're stuck with having to pass a CR for a variety of reasons. Well, we have one Republican who has been holding out, who drew the ire of President Trump, Thomas Massie. And I'll be honest with you, I like Massie. I think Massie is a great principled individual. I think Massie has been a conservative where some people were uncomfortable with going too conservative. He always did what he felt like was right. Well, Massie has said he won't vote for it because it does not contain enough spending cuts. I don't know if they'll allow him the opportunity for some amendments and let him get voted up or down, but Massie is holding his own. And JP and I were talking earlier. President Trump came out really hard. And that's one of the things that bugs me sometimes. And I'll be the first to say it. I don't think Thomas Massie deserved to be compared to Liz Cheney because he's standing on conservative principles. I recognize there's a lot at stake, and there is. But Trump came out in just like you know, in one of his assaults, it was like he was talking to Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney. He's talking to Thomas Massie, one of his allies. And it didn't sit well, to be honest.
I love Massie, too. I do think he is wrong on this issue.
I think he is.
Well, okay, I say wrong. This is, like, exactly, like, this is what Massie's been about his whole time. And, like, he's a financial hawk. Like, yeah. This, so, like, it's expected that Massie would do this, but... although he's wrong on this issue, like you said, I think he's a great conservative. I mean, this is the guy that literally like is living off of the grid, quite literally. Like he built his own house from scratch, living off the grid, like a true salt of the earth, like conservative. So I think it's fair to say that the way Trump went about it was maybe wrong, but I think that was Trump trying to do like what he did to Zelensky, airing out your grievances with him in front of everybody, try to, you know, work on him to get him to flip. But I don't think Massey's going to change his mind on this because that's who he is. And he stands on his own principles. I mean, whether you agree with Massey or not, you got to respect, like, he's standing on what he thinks is right.
Yeah.
But I think right now I think he's wrong on this.
You know, what's kind of funny? It's like he's not wrong, but he's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we are right now.
He's sticking to what he thinks is right, although I think it's wrong.
Well, we're going to break it down in a few minutes, but yeah, this is one of those cases where I felt like Trump was bloodying it up one of his own a little more than was necessary. That's his style. We know it. We've seen it for years. He can be combative. I also think sometimes he just like gets up in the morning and starts mean tweeting. But the reality is this. The continuing resolution is going to have to get passed this time. And how many times have we had to say this time? But this time, we have a House and a Senate and a presidency. We can get something passed next year. We can. And the regular order of business is supposed to be that the various committees provide their budgets for their respective portion, like defense, like House and Human Services, or Health and Human Services. Any number of different committees supply their portion of the budget, passed out of committee, it's compiled, and then through the regular order of business, a budget is then voted up or down with amendments or not. Right now, what we're seeing is we haven't had that in years. We got to get back to it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew, goes like from all the way from Huntsville on back to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down there to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And oh yeah, stretching across the border into Fort Benning. I did call it Fort Benning. And oh, even big old pieces of Northwest Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, a couple of quick texts and I'll go to the phones. Marshall from Dubai. He says, Phil, I've said this time and time again. If these people want to leave the country because of Trump derangement syndrome, I'll make a deal with any of them. I'll pay 100% of the relocation expenses on two conditions. They renounce their citizenship to the United States, and they never come back under any conditions. I think we could set up a GoFundMe on that. Just saying. And then Danny from Pinhook, Alabama says, Thomas Massie is not wrong. It's just not the right time. Have faith, be patient, work the plan. I agree with that. And Gary from Decatur has chimed in too. Says, Massie may be principled on this issue, but it only hurts the Republican agenda. He'll be primary because the time to get these bills passed is now. I don't think he will. I think he'll be fine. I think Massie was elected to be who he is, and I think he'll be fine.
I think he's very much liked by his constituents.
I think so too. But I do hope, all right now we can't lose, but two Republicans, otherwise the vote goes down. And then we still got to have six Democrats join us in the Senate. Because we got to have 60 votes. Let me run to the phones real quick. Who's that? Is that Jeff Rowe from Indiana? Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just in birthdays.
Granddaughter
yesterday. Birthdays, like D-A-Z-E.
Oh, you're in the birthdays. I got you.
Yeah.
Well.
I had a granddaughter born yesterday. Today's the wife's birthday, and my son's birthday is tomorrow. So, yeah.
Wow.
I'm in the birthdays.
You are full up. Yeah. Full up. Are you on the road right now?
Yes, I just got back into Tennessee.
Well, good for you.
Cross the line.
So you're not quite to the to the Nashville drive yet, huh?
Yeah, but it's going to be wonderful when I get there.
Well, what do you think about all this stuff today, man?
Hey, you know, I'm getting tired of Congress skirting the bill and everything. You know, their duty is to make a budget. It is. And they just keep pushing it down the line, pushing it down the line. When are they going to actually do their duty? You know, it is their duty to do this instead of just passing the buck. So Massey is he's right. He may not be liked for what he's doing right now, but he's trying to hold somebody's feet to the fire. And if they don't do it now, when are they going to do it?
Yeah, like here in Alabama, as a state, we have a mandate in our state constitution that the budget has to be balanced each year. So you can't do deficit spending as a rule in Alabama. Doesn't mean they always get it right, but for the most part, we do now since Republicans took over. But at the federal level, there's no mandate or requirement or constitutional requirement that they have a balanced budget. That's why they're allowed to get away with this. But it's one of those things where just because you can doesn't mean you should. And we're watching the abuse of the opportunity here the last few years with Schumer and Pelosi really at the helm.
It's politicians hiding again.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to make these hard cuts and everything because, you know, people won't like me. It's the reason why we're $30-some trillion dollars in debt is because of this right here, is because nobody has the gusto to go out and make a hard decision and do what's right. They're just hiding behind their predecessors, and it's got to end, or this country's going to come to a fall.
I would agree. And I think that, we heard just the other day, and I hope he's going to stick to it. Speaker Johnson says that they need this CR to give them the breathing room now that they finally have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Because, you know, before that, Biden somebody would have signed a veto. They didn't have the ability to get it through a Senate anyway. Now we got all three. If we don't have a balanced budget by the beginning of next fiscal year, we're wrong. I mean, at that point, we're not even in the game anymore.
Yeah, it's like I say, they're, you know, I'm not gonna hold my breath until they do it because they've said these things before and everything. There's too many irons in the fire that can go wrong, and we need some leadership in the Senate and the House. And if they're not leaders, then they need to get out of the way and let somebody who can lead.
Well, we'll know in about six months because. End of September is when the new fiscal year, they have to pass a new budget by the end of September. This CR they're doing today only gets them through the remainder of this fiscal year, and that's it. Anyway, all right, brother, be safe on the, do what?
Maybe need to do it like a March Madness bracket and everything. Let's see which Congress members go one way or the other and everything.
I think it's
the winner at the end of
I think it's madness up there every month of the year. That's just a saying. All right, be safe on the road, brother. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, see you, buddy. Just a couple of quick things before we go to the break. So there's several things to think about here. First of all, isn't it ironic that the Democrats are opposed to the CR now? It was always the way. How dare the Republicans talk about shutting down the government? So Dems oppose this now? Oh, isn't that convenient? Well, they're claiming, Hakeem Jeffries is claiming that this bill will in some way create the largest cut to Medicaid in American history. That's such crap. There's no Medicaid cut embedded anywhere in this. Not at all. Not at all. That's just the Democrats trying to find a lie to justify their behavior. The reality is this particular continuing resolution does several things that are actually pretty good. It's a continuing resolution that would essentially extend fiscal year 2024 spending levels through the start of the fiscal 2026 year. It's backed by President Trump. It's got to pass the House, the Senate, and then be signed by the president by midnight Friday. Otherwise, government shuts down. But under the measure, even then, defense spending is going to get about a $6 billion boost, but they're cutting back on non-defense discretionary spending by $13 billion. So they literally are moving money around to prioritize it and cutting spending in some places in order to give it a boost. In other words, it's yay. They've also increased the budgeting for ICE. They're getting plussed up in the budget and moving the money from other places. The House Freedom Caucus actually supports this, which is usually one of my bellwethers. Where's the Freedom Caucus? What are they saying? What do they know that I don't know? They see things daily. What do they got? House Freedom Caucus supports it. They say this CR is a paradigm shift. This bill, they say, the Freedom Caucus says, will reduce and then freeze spending for the next 6 months to allow President Trump and his administration to continue their critical work. Now, here's the thing. Part of what Republicans are saying is we are on a roll with DOGE right now. If we shut down government, DOGE has to stop. We don't want that. And I agree. So we don't want to handcuff things right when we're really getting it going. I don't like this. I'm not a fan. I'm not. I consider myself to be somewhat fiscally hawkish. Generally speaking, I am absolutely opposed to deficit spending and to tax increases. And I hate it when Republicans find a way to let a tax decrease lapse. But I recognize the conundrum they're in right now. They just got, a month and a half ago, just got the House and the Senate seated with a president seated, all of which are now moving towards a real budget by September. Today, though, just for today, if more than two Republicans vote it down, it won't pass, assuming everybody's in attendance.
Well, also you mentioned earlier that this would need a majority in the Senate. Is this not a part of the reconciliation process where they just need like a simple majority in the Senate, not the whole 60 votes in the Senate?
I don't think so. In this case, I think it's a stopgap funding measure, so it's going to require 60.
Or is the reconciliation process part of, you know, putting the tax cuts and stuff in this bill that ultimately will need 60 still in the Senate? I think that's...
It's going to take 60, I think, this time, no matter what, in the Senate to get this thing through and over to the president to sign. And by the way, Democrats, piece here from Town Hall. Democrats, the headline says, are trying to kill DOGE by killing continuing resolution. So the point is made by townhall.com, which is one of my conservative go-tos. So right now what I'm seeing, a lot of times I look at Massey and I go, yeah, he's got it. But a lot of times I also look at Chip Roy. Well, Chip Roy's all for it. Okay. Chip Roy, Freedom Caucus guy. He's all for it. Well, I love Chip Roy. But townhall.com says this. Says, if passed, this will freeze spending and eliminate waste, ensuring that Trump's America First agenda moves forward. It will also fund mass deportations of illegal immigrants and secure the southern border. In addition, this CR will root out corrupt deep state spending. That's DOGE. And the only thing it won't do is make Democrats happy. So it's doing things in the budget that we want. It's continuing the efforts that are currently underway and really just getting started. It's making sure that DOGE is moving. It's making sure that the mass deportations keep moving. It's making sure that all of the rooting out of waste in the DOD is continuing. It's making sure that our military is plussing up in terms of its readiness. Chip Roy comes back. Daily Wire's got a piece from him. Chip Roy says on the Ben Shapiro show, he said, I'm not a huge fan of kicking the can down the road, the continuing resolution, as being the best form of how we fund our government. But what I do believe, he says, is you got to figure out how to empower President Trump and Elon Musk to continue keeping the lights on to carry out DOGE. So basically what he's saying is, I do not want to stop the good stuff we got going right now. And that's the conundrum we're in. So that's what they're voting on today. And I assume they'll go to the vote. I mean, I think that he's going to have to fight for the votes. Right now, we had two members. Who were they? Let's see where they go. I got that in my list right here. We had two members, Tim Burchett out of Tennessee and Corey Mills out of Florida, both saying they were on the fence. Thomas Massey says he's against it. Right now, that's the potential for a loss of three votes. I suspect that Tim Burchett and Corey Mills are going to come back around, and Thomas Massey might be standing by himself.
But I think a government shutdown is a win for the Democrats.
Oh, I think it absolutely is.
So, but also you have to play devil's advocate of, do we think we're actually going to pass a clean budget in September or whatever, or are we just going to kick the can down the road again? So, like, I get where Massey's coming from. It's like, we've done this however many times, but I just, we can't stop the winning with a government shutdown right now. But, I mean, it's just, I don't know what the chances are of passing a clean budget bill in September are either, so...
Sometimes you get in those positions where I like to say you got to go with what you know. What you know right now is you won't be able to keep doing the things you're doing if you don't pass this one. The question is, can we plus up enough to get real budgeting done in the next 6 to 8 months? And if they can't, they don't deserve the job.
Well, hopefully DOGE can get us to the point where we can in September. So I think that would be Trump's argument to Massey of, let us keep doing it, and then by September we can actually do a clean budget.
Yeah. And I will say, I'll end this before we go to the break. President Trump endorses the Republican CR as the next step in the Doge battle. So yeah, it's literally reallocating funds into defense and immigration reform, or see, not reform, but immigration controls, and keeping Doge moving. And President Trump is saying that's what he needs to keep his agenda moving right now, but he also wants a budget come into the year. So let's see. Jack from Huntsville says, as conservatives, we all hate CRs, but sometimes you got to take the tactical retreat to strategically win the war. Yeah, you know what, though? I'm not even going to call it a tactical retreat, though, Jack, and I agree with you. I'm just going to go ahead and say sometimes you got to be able to pivot on the battlefield and recognize what the better target is. And then Thomas from Athens says, Representative Massey is standing on his principles, but he's strategically making a mistake by tactically giving the Dems a win, since either the CR gets stonewalled by a bipartisan vote, thereby consuming the news cycles with that government shutdown theme, or the CR is passed with whatever Dem pork has to be added to dirty it up, the clean CR to get Dems voted, which flies in the face of Massey's strategically cut spending passion. So, yeah, the bottom line is pass what you got, get her done today, work towards the regular order of business budgeting by the next 6 to 8 months, pass a real budget next year, and take the win. In the meantime, keep Doge moving, keep the deportations happening, and please, plus up the military and get it straightened out. All that to say, I just got a text from somebody. They just said the CR just passed in the House. I had not seen that. Let me refresh my news. It may very well be. If it just passed, all right, we will check on that. But yes, if it just passed, then thank you. By the way, tell us who you are, where you're from. We can't even quote your name. But all right, we'll take a break right now. We'll check on that. We'll come right back and give you an update. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right. It appears the House has indeed passed the spending bill just in the last few minutes. So while we were telling you all about it, they began voting. And I'm looking at, it depends on which ticker I'm looking at. I can't tell which one's real. But I could have sworn a moment ago I saw that they had been joined by a bunch of Democrats, but I could be wrong. But either way, it does appear that the House has passed the spending bill, according to the CNN screen here in the Right Side studio. All right, so that's done. That's out of the way. Timely that we prepared that one for a storyline for a dipper today. But yes, the CR is done. Now, please, let's move towards a real budget at the end of this fiscal year. Got to do it. Real quick on the grades, and then I'll go to the phone. John from Huntsville says, Jeff from Indiana gets an A-plus for his awesome phone call. Means today's co-winners with an A-double-plus are Phil and JP with equally amazing performances. You forgot Mac Butler. That's okay. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, John. Let me go to the phones real quick. Allie from Athens says her call is off topic. Okay, what you got, Allie?
Well, this is not going to dent the universe, but I wanted to talk to you for a moment about the postman and give you a little bit of little-known trivia.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes.
I can do it. The scene where they are being forced to watch The Sound of Music, version of The Sound of Music every night. Okay, that backdrop, that water and that big cement wall is Boundary Dam. And my father was the Navy PERT engineer on that project. So when I was a kid, I just used to refer to that dam as my dad's dam.
That's cool. What state is that
in?
Yeah.
Washington. The Boundary Dam is in Medellin Falls. It's up near Spokane, Colville, around there. And the other thing is that the kids who were part of the postman crew, they were all homeschoolers and 4-H'ers, and so they were able to school and ride horses and film the movie. So they used all local kids when they filmed The Postman. So that's not going to change anything, but I thought you might find it interesting.
I think that's a cool movie, too, and I love the fact that Tom Petty was in it. Yeah. Wasn't that a hoot? Tom Petty had his brief foray into the movie?
Tom Petty scene is one of my favorites. So, yeah, I just thought that you might like that little bit of backstory, sir.
Good enough. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you, Allie.
You're welcome, sir.
See you.
Bye.
Oh, man, I love movies, and there's always a good story you can bring out of it. Hey, by the way, that clip we played earlier, Representative Keith Self refusing to call Representative quote-unquote Sarah McBride Mrs. when she's really a Mr., is going viral right now. It's all over social media.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. All right, listen, tomorrow's going to be a great day. We're going to have the Grand Council at 4 o'clock, and no telling whatever else we'll have mixed in. Sometimes we find out the morning of, but a lot of times we plan the show. And we got a lot of things happening around here at Right Side Media, the parent company of Right Side Radio. My latest podcast comes out tomorrow. You can catch it. It's a sort of a much broader discussion with examples of why it feels like we are seeing the demise of the Democrat Party. Taking nothing for granted, mind you, but recognizing that the Democrat Party appears to be in its death throes. Well, that whole podcast comes out tomorrow. It's called The Right Philosophy. It's on rightsidemedia.org and our YouTube channel with all our stuff. We got tons of stuff for you. Content out the wazoo, man. Content out the wazoo. So you like conservative content like I know all you ruffians do? Check it out, rightsidemedia.org. In the meantime, hey, y'all. There are more of us than there are of them. God is still very much on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight.